Shut up, kid. It's Seven Land Hand. Brought to you by Good Game St. James. We all done headed down south to the land of Groo and SFU. It's the Rockin' 'Em Road Trip. What has more sides than an experimental Pink Floyd record?
What?
Being tossed across the table more times than an alcoholic's breakfast.
What?
And being copped more times than Aaron on that Rolf Harris school camp that we don't mention.
Oh.
Dice.
Oh, right. Yeah. I get it now.
More sides. Cocked. Tossed.
Tossed.
These are all things that dice do.
Yep. Did all that this morning, actually.
Diddled what? let's get this straight once and for all. One die, many dice.
Of course.
Okay, I can reference that now. I can go back to this because that's very, very tricky as a gamer. One die, many dice. Archaeologists have uncovered dice within the tombs of the pharaohs, indicating that civilizations have been using our multifaceted friends for over 4,000 years. It also indicates that Egyptians were indeed mathematical madmen and women. For centuries, dice were traditionally handcrafted on a small scale, with dots representing the numbers 1 to 6. The 20th century introduced the use of mass production and plastic moulding. The six-sided, 12-millimeter dice became the standard inclusion within popular board games. This, however, was regarded as an imperfect article that didn't produce true randomness. For these reasons, casinos usually use 33-millimeter precision-edged dice for fairness. Yeah,
well, yeah, yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. These days, we know dice to be proper weird. Even the D20 is regarded as standard. Dots are no longer compulsory, and their uses are wide and open to the limits of the gamer designer's creativity. Disclaimer. Egyptians might not be actual madmen, but definitely mathematical. You need at least a set square to build a pyramid. Probably.
at least,
yeah, and I would say. Just like, I've got here in legal notes, we love our Egyptian brothers and sisters.
Yep. We have to say that every time we...
But what does it all mean to gamers? Here to talk the D, the double D, in 3D, I have Aaron Graham.
Oh, no pun this week.
Oh,
Aaron Dice Graham.
Oh, yeah. Here's D6 Aaron Graham.
Nice. Yeah. Hey, nice to be here.
And Sarah.
Hi, guys.
Hello. General people, welcome to the seven-sided die that is Seven Land Hand.
Not the seven-sided dice?
The seven-sided
one
die.
One die, many dice.
One, yes.
I see.
Yes. Oh, yeah, like we've died many a time on this podcast, so everything from this point forward, pretty easy.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. How have we been?
Good.
Long day.
Long day.
We had one of the world's first pre-PTQs.
Where? Where, Aaron? Where?
At a Good Games Rockingham.
Sarah's house.
Sarah's house of pain.
Yes, yes, very exciting. It was a tough battle with 34 players.
Yeah.
You didn't tell us the fucking place was haunted, did you?
No, we didn't. But I was like, Sarah, is there a squash center or like a rec center somewhere near
here? Someone's playing basketball.
Or someone playing basketball. And she's like, no. And it just sounds like it all the time. So just the walls are just making noises like people's sneakers playing squash.
It's like I can see she has no gum in her mouth right now. But what I saw her say was, there's nobody within 40 miles of where we are. And you just did that at the end.
It was just a very long straw.
Yeah.
A piece of straw.
Yeah.
And she just chewed it.
And I felt a chill go down my spine. Yeah. So like, fuck me. And just came up and set up the pod.
But yeah, didn't make the top eight. Didn't make the Super Series final tomorrow either.
And who didn't else? Just to deflect the blame there.
Kian.
Kian's not in there either.
Yeah, Kian beat me in the last round today. He also beat me in the last chance qualifier, so he's in the final tomorrow. Good on him. Well done.
But he's out of the Super Series.
He's in the final.
Oh, is he?
He beat me to be in the final.
So he's in the final of the Super Series.
And then the next day, he beat me in the pre-PTQ as well.
How did you let Kian beat you?
It keeps happening. He's the only person I've lost to in the last 2 weeks, and I've lost to him four times. That's not a good thing.
That's not a good thing. It's a good job he's not here to defend himself. Either.
Good.
Oh, but he is here, but we've told him to shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's sitting in the corner.
Now, so we're in Rockingham today.
Yeah.
Sarah,
what's it like
weird.
Here?
Yeah. It's like being on holiday for us.
Yeah.
I love this store. Rockingham. Ooh. lock your car. That's all I can say.
Oh, that's why they call it Lockingham.
Lockingham. Yeah. Have you got any... we're also in the city of Groo. Have you got any Groo tales for us before we get into...
That's why they call it Groo-Kingham.
Groo-Kingham. The city of Groo.
Rocking Groo.
or City of Gru.
Unfortunately, Gru has been off sick the last couple of days.
Listen to that tone of disdain in the voice. He's off sick.
Sick.
Yes. Hey, and so he's not supplying with the amount of shooters that you need, your barrel of, your barrel of shooters.
He's been good. He went and bought me all the alcohol I needed for the day.
For the day.
For the day, which was a bucket worth.
A bucket of shots, a carton of beer, and a tequila sunrise.
What the fuck?
He also, my wonderful guru, also made me some vodka jelly shots.
Whoa! Working overtime. Wait, he's sick. The jelly shots would be contaminated.
This was the day before we were all sick.
Sure. Oh, yeah. I wonder how that happened.
When you got married, were you the bride and the groom?
Nice one. High five, Aaron.
Oh, that was two high fives.
I'm looking forward to, Aaron and I both looking forward to you and Gru taking us out right after the podcast. So let's bang this out and then hit the town.
Yeah,
that would be awesome. Yeah. A couple of things that I noticed on the way down to the Rockingham store today that were really unsettling.
It's a long drive.
It's a long drive. Yeah, it's all relative though. But I was driving down a road, because the roads down here are mad, aren't they? They're all just like, they're not 90 degrees to each other.
They go anywhere and everywhere.
Yeah. And there's this bike rider in front of me, and he's on the bike, and on the back of him is his girlfriend. Now, it always makes me really nervous when, you know, people are riding bikes and they're wearing thongs and shorts. So I'm just thinking there's lots of debriding and skin coming off that's about to happen. But they're both really overweight, right? And and like her legs were like rippling in the wind as they went along, which was really, you know, you're driving, you're going, oh, I didn't really need to see that, right? And the rider of the bike, he's leaning down to something to his left, right, his lower left, and she's looking over as well. And there's so much weight displacement to the left, and they're just going down this double road like this. And
so you hit him with your car.
Tried to. Yeah. Another feature of this lovely couple was that the indicator on the bike, as I learnt, was broken. So if they indicated left, stayed on forever. If they indicated right, stayed on forever. There was no off position.
How long were you behind these people that you found out all this information about them?
They came and went. Like, I got past them.
Yeah.
And then I was watching them in my rearview mirror because obviously I was already unsettled. I was a bit nervous. And ahead of me, there was some... You know how the kids these days, it's cool to stand in the middle of the road and just go, I'm walking on the road. Fuck the traffic. They can go around me.
Yeah.
They're doing that.
I didn't know that was a thing. People do that around here?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So I drove around the kids because I thought, don't want to get done for manslaughter on the way to doing a seven-man hand, right? So I drove around them, and then I looked in the mirror and I thought, this is going to be good. Because I thought, you know, the chubby couple on this, you know, that are blobbing away on their bike, they're not driving around, and they can't even keep in a lane. And so this kid is just like, they're going to drive around me. I don't think they've got that capacity, you know, to drive around them. So I'm thinking, this is going to be...
Is this going to go horribly, this
story? The kid jumped off the road, and they missed them. But then we got to this bit where the road... We cancelled roadworks. It just goes on. The road goes to the right. It's tarmac. There's an off-road, you know, where they're building the new road.
Yep.
Them on the bike, they just go, fuck, let's just go on the off-road way. They went on the off-road way.
They're just living in the bush around there or something.
No, no. 20 minutes later, or 20 metres later, we go around these trees. Out they come. They get back on the road.
Out of the forest.
And then Did you get in front of them? I was in front of them,
yeah.
It's like that chase scene in Lord of the Rings where someone's on a horse and they're being chased by the ringwraiths and they go through the forest and they're weaving back and forth. And they're like, cool, we lost them. And then they appear out of the shadows.
It was exactly like that, because I was trying to get away from them a little bit. But then I thought, this is it. I saw this sign up ahead, because it was roadworks. It said... no vibration from beyond this point. And I thought, well, at least one of them is going to have to get off the bike.
It's a fucking state.
Yeah. And that was part one of getting down to Rockingham.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Part two to come.
Yeah, well, part two.
Yeah.
A couple of hundred metres later. Yep. I'm looking, I've written it down here because I'm following a four-wheel drive, has a bumper sticker on the back. It says, dogs can die in hot cars. And I thought, well, that's a conscientious message there. I looked in the side mirror, because I'm nervous now. I'm conscious of everyone that's living in this area. Yeah. I'm thinking, I'm going to get something horrible happen to me. I'm not thinking shot. I'm just thinking, you know, you've got a purdy mouth.
You've got a purdy mouth.
So I'm reading, dogs can die in hot cars. I scanned down on the bumper sticker, it says RSPCA. I thought, brilliant. That's good, conscientious.
They really love animals.
There was some more text. It said, It only takes 6 minutes, which sounds like cooking instructions. He said it can only take 6 minutes.
Are you having trouble? Like, are you having problems killing your dog?
Yeah.
Did you know that dogs can die in hot cars? How can it only take 6 minutes?
How can I go about killing my dog, Aaron?
Did you know? Yeah. Dogs can die in hot cars.
Okay, really?
Yeah, so all you have to do is get your
I'm
car.
Sick of my dog, so... Yeah. What, just put him in there and whip him straight out again?
You're hungry? You're sick of your dog? Park your car under the sun, 2 to 3 hours. Put your dog inside. It only takes 6 minutes.
Only 6 minutes, you say? Only 6 minutes.
It's a hot car guarantee.
That's convenient.
That's
and sounds tasty.
It also sounds like a hate message. Yeah. It's just like, I love cats. Dogs can go die in a hot car.
Only takes 6 minutes.
Die in hot cars, all I care.
I bet there's someone out there that's going, fuck, 6 minutes. I've only got five.
Yeah, my 2 minute noodles are 2 minutes. Yeah. Come on, I need
two minutes,
meat.
6 minutes.
I hate my dog, but I haven't got 6 minutes on my sleep. I've got 5 minutes tops. What can I do in five?
Jesus.
Anyway.
That's a horrible image, really.
That's 35 minutes from my house to here. All of that shit happened,
and
more. You
could kill five and a bit dogs.
You could. Yeah.
It took me about 5 minutes to get to work.
Not enough time. You'll be able to kill your dog.
Yeah. Leave it outside, have it for lunch. This has gotten dark.
This is just the facts. I'm coming down to Rockingham. I'm learning things about our down south friends.
We've steered away from dick jokes, and we're moving towards dead dog jokes.
Next week, dead dog sticks jokes. Which was actually
straight back to high school. Dick Masters.
We've got that to do. We're doing dice today.
So
what we're going to be doing, we're doing a bit of Dice Masters, bit of...
Before we get into the main topic, David, I got the outline for the show, as we do during the week, and there was... I read the intro, as I usually do, laughed, as I usually do, and you usually change it up a bit. This week, I didn't know why you changed one of the intro jokes. You said, what's been cocked more times than Aaron on that Rolf Harris school camp?
Yeah,
I hadn't seen that joke before today.
No, that was...
something different.
Late change, yeah.
I think in the original one, something to do with someone else.
Did you see that, Sarah? But
no, please. No. Please tell.
It was something to do with someone's...
This is interesting, though. I find this is interesting. So it's the original line. I was looking for a bit of a pun on dice. Yeah. So we had multiple sides, like Pink Floyd, tossed across a table. That took a lot of effort make a jerking off joke. So everyone at home, I'd like to get a bit of a, what's been tossed more times than... Come on.
I
went with more times than an alcoholic's breakfast across a table.
It's good.
I'm maturing, I immediately destroyed that maturing by saying, what's been cocked more times than Sarah Underwood on a honeymoon?
It's not really offensive, though.
I realized about this? Because in the end, we're making fun of Rolf Harris, right? Because we're saying he's a pedomaniac.
Sure, yeah.
But isn't it weird that you can't... That making a joke where we put somebody into a pedophilia rape scene is better than going, Sarah had a great time on a honeymoon.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, it's not actually offensive.
No.
Sarah's just not offended.
But you know where I think it comes from? It's because it sounds like something was being done to Sarah, which I think we should flip it. And I would like, from this point forward, to think of my honeymoon as I got vagina'd many times on my honeymoon.
My penis was just vagina'd for 2 days straight.
It was
in shreds.
It looked like a piece of mincemeat hanging down between my legs. Because I got vagina.
Just got hit into it over and over again.
I wanted to go sightseeing. I wanted to see the sights, take some photos. No.
Nah, vagina.
Vagina. Fucking terrible. Does that even things up a bit?
V-A-G-I-N-A apostrophe D.
Vagina'd. I think there'd be a U in there.
Gru got vagina'd.
Yeah. Gru got
vagina'd for like 4 or 5 days.
See, now she's bragging about it already. All right, are we ready for dice now?
Yeah, I think we are.
Yeah, I think we're ready. Welcome back. As the store gets haunted. Yeah. What happened then? You two both looked over your shoulder behind you.
We both thought that there was someone at the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the same time.
No, I didn't. There wasn't anything.
God.
Man, I can't believe this place is haunted. It's the same as St. James. Yeah. But not
maybe
the same.
Maybe your laptop's haunted.
Yeah.
It just induces haunting in buildings surrounding.
All right. We're here to talk Dice Masters today. We're talking about
Dice Masters.
No, die. I was trying to think. We're talking about die many die, yeah. which are dice.
Dice Masters.
As I outlined in the intro, we've all learned something there.
Yeah.
So is it called Marvel Dice Masters? Is that the
This
thing?
Version of the game is called Marvel Dice Masters. They're making a few... They're making releases, kind of like you do set releases in Magic.
Yeah.
The very first one was called Avengers versus X-Men, Marvel Dice Masters.
Right.
And the one that's just come out and reinvigorated...
Yeah,
popularity into it is Uncanny X-Men Marvel Dice Masters.
So how long has it been out for?
It's been out for a year and a half, 18 months.
Oh, wow. Mm. Yeah, and it's gone crazy, hasn't it?
Like, it's just exploded more recently.
Sorry, I was laughing because Sarah's getting haunted again. But yeah, so yeah, no, it's gone big, hasn't it?
Yeah,
I feel like I've missed this game completely because all I've done is hear people talking about it.
A lot of people missed it originally as well. It had a lot of print... issues with being able to get hold of the game. With Avengers versus X-Men, the Dice Masters concept was brought to the mainstream for the first time. There was, I think, a Yu-Gi-Oh! Dice Masters and a Dungeons and Dragons Dice Masters, which were both games that were built on the Quarriors dice system by the same designers.
Which we'll talk about a bit later on.
Yeah, and the game was bought by different companies, and then when Marvel picked it up, they made the Avengers versus X-Men first set and did not print anywhere near enough to meet demand. And you found all over the world people could not get their hands.
So it exploded because of the Marvel input, you think.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's part of the Quarriors family tree.
Yeah, it's related to it. You won't find it anywhere in the
world,
the bylines and the things and the world of it, and the rules are slightly different, but it's thematically and conceptually very similar.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I saw it on the table earlier on, and I went, "Oh, this is a bit like Quarriors."
Yeah.
So, what's the overall objective of the game, Sarah? What's the objective of the game? Don't show me the sweaty armpits. It's too late for that now.
The objective of the game is to attack your opponents and toss as many D's as you can.
Attack your opponents and toss as many D's as you can. Well, Aaron.
That's what happened to me on that school camp with Rolf. Yeah. He attacked me and tossed
would Rolf
my D's.
Harris be good at Dice Masters?
We're going to send him a care package in prison.
Yeah. Play this, you'll love it.
But play this, you can attack stuff and toss his D's.
Yeah. Toss your D's.
Oh, if you get cocked, you'll love it.
Objective of the game is to reduce your opponent to 0 health points.
Yep.
They start on 20 health points.
Just an arbitrary
like in this
number
other
like
game that I play every now and then. The name escapes me.
Monopoly.
Yeah. Monopoly, that's it. They start on 20 life points, and you've got to use your. It's a very specifically a dice building game. So you're using your original set of 8 resource dice to then purchase more expensive dice, which then go into the bag
familiar.
And you draw 4 a turn. And then you use those to attack your opponent.
This is all going to make my Quarriors review later on very easy.
Yeah.
So, tell us, how do you handle your D, Sarah? How do you manage D-manage?
How do you D-manage?
Yeah.
D-manage.
D-manage.
D-manage. Is it an Italian game?
Oh, sorry. You have... 8 dice.
Yes. Eight.
8 dice.
8 is a number between...
You have 8 dice in your bag. Each player has a bag.
Yeah.
You have 8 dice.
Is the bag just below the D? Is that where you keep it?
If it's particularly warm, I can actually put my D inside the bag.
Can you? Wow, all right. And it rattles around.
Yeah, so you fondle the bag.
And my girlfriend tells me to stop.
Right. We talk. Such a marvel. So she says, "Marvel Dice Masters."
Marvel Dice Masters.
Yeah, sorry, back to your review, Sarah.
So you randomly draw out of your bag.
Yeah.
How many?
She's watching a word now. You don't use any words that they can misconstrue and use as a double entendre. Sorry, Sarah. Please let the listener know.
So you draw 4 die out of your bag. Dice out of your bag. You roll your dice. And it comes up with all these little energies.
Have you got some of the dice there?
Yeah,
I do.
What do they sound like? For the... Oh.
I've got some different dice here. Yeah, these are the ones that you can buy later in the game. I'll tell you what they sound like as well.
Is that you telling us what they sound like?
Yeah, I think so.
Great impersonation. Right, so that's your core your core dice that you start off with.
What are those dice? Tell us about what's on each side of those dice, Sarah.
Oh, that might be in a question later.
Yeah. What have you got? It looks like a question mark.
Yeah, so there's like a pawn, and you can use that to attack.
Pawn.
There's a mask. All these are like, they're like little mana.
Oh, it's superhero things.
Almost like you use, like a magic. So you use the mana and you pay for, you purchase cards.
Yeah, so
purchase
few,
your character cards.
Yeah, there's a few different types on these original resource dice. There's the, what do people call them? Bolt, mask, fist and
fist,
shield.
Shield,
and then the fifth and sixth side. The fifth one is question mark, which is like wild. It can be anything that you want it to represent. Well, and the sixth side is a zero
is
cost, one attack, one defense sidekick.
Yeah.
Oh,
which
okay.
Is your pawn, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's called a sidekick dice when it's turned to that
side. Yeah, that's like we'll talk in quarries. That's it looks it's almost exactly the same. It's just like your pawn.
Yeah.
But different values. But anyway.
And so what happens after you roll those dice?
So you draw those out of your bag and then you roll them, I imagine, to find out what values you get and how you're gonna structure your go.
So it's a dice building game. So you you pick your mana, your symbol, energy symbols,
so,
and you
so
can purchase your
you've
card.
Rolled there, you've rolled a zero mana, one, a shield, a bolt, and a mask.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you can
so
use
I
those.
Can purchase, an angel for
angels
three
just aren't
and
worth
a,
what they used
shield.
To be. That's just what I found.
So when you join a game of Marvel Dice Masters, if you're playing the beginner game, you just have three basic actions in the middle, which cost three generic. That's any type of energy.
Yeah.
And then you bring some of your own to the table, which...
So you can collect your own dice separate bring those to the game.
Boosters for Marvel Dice Masters contain a hero card with a corresponding dice.
Yeah.
And in this case, I'm looking at Kitty Pryde, which is comes with its own snazzy yellow dice.
Kitty Pryde sounds like some sort of like lesbian gay march pride.
Yeah,
sort of,
it is. Yeah. That's the picture on
here. Oh, yeah,
here
she is, yeah.
So if I buy a Kitty Pryde dice, it costs me three dice, one of which has to be a mask.
Yeah.
So when you roll your dice...
Oh, right.
Yeah. So it's exactly like... Well, not exactly. It's very similar to mana costs in Magic. It requires different types of energy to buy them, and then they go into your used pool once you've bought them, and then the next time you run out of dice in your bag... All the ones from your use pool get put back into your dice bag.
Oh, that's very interesting. So you can have a totally kick-ass character ready to go, and if you don't get a corresponding roll, you can't play him or her just straight away.
Each turn you do get one roll of as many of your dice as you like, though. So say you roll sidekick, 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 punch, and you want energy to buy a dice, you just re-roll all of them apart from the punch, and you can get different stuff, and you can buy
You can re-roll
sort of mulligan once.
You can mulligan one time.
Oh, okay. Great stuff.
So this is very similar to games like Dominion, which is a deck-building game. This is a dice-building game.
Yeah.
And you're always drawing four every turn, kind of like you're drawing five cards every turn in Dominion. And when you buy cards, or dice in this case, they go to your use pile and get reshuffled when you run out of dice.
So are you saying you can bring your own cards, that your own, you know, that you're collecting characters that you bring to the game. Is there a limit to how many you can have?
Each one of the cards has a corresponding dice, and when you're playing tournament or just regular Dice Masters, you usually have up to eight characters with a maximum of 20 dice distributed among them.
Okay.
And then on each of the cards it says a maximum amount of dice that you can have for that character. So in this case it's got Kitty Pryde. Along the bottom, it gives you its rules text, which it cannot be blocked by sidekicks, which is that the one ones. And then down the bottom, it shows you what each of the six sides on the dice do, and a max four. So the most that you can have to buy from this is four.
Discard dice throughout the game and thin out your draw pool?
There are a few ways to not keep drawing the resource dice at the start, but I'll get into that a bit later.
All right, cool. So overall, what's the narrative of it? Is it just, I'm going to attack and try to just kill your 20? Like, is the narrative of a Magic game can be as simple as just, I'm going to make you zero? Or is there
you
a broader narrative?
I mean,
do the characters, you know, how do the characters flesh out as a story, kind of? You know, like there's, it's just Marvel superheroes.
Yeah, it's pretty abstract in the same way that if magic was boiled down to just numbers, it's a 2-mana 2/2 that has to attack every turn.
Yeah.
In this case, like Kitty Pryde is boiled down to a 3-mana that produces 1 mask, 2 masks is a 2/2 for 0. Is a 3/2 for 0 or costs 1 mana for a 3/3. But past that, there's not really that much of a narrative there. It's more just kind of
so you're
dice
all
rolling.
You're all teams of superheroes at the table trying to destroy each other.
Yeah.
Because that's the way things go down in superhero town.
And you buy them with punches and masks.
Yeah.
Kitty Pryde, would you like to join my team? I've got this mask and 2 punches for you.
Sure, I'd love to.
Yeah.
That's your line, sir.
I'm going to throw you in this bag with some of my sidekicks, and then next turn, I'll make you fight for me, kind of like a slave in an arena.
Use your woman voice to respond to that, Sarah. Yeah. How would Kitty Pryde sound?
Like that, she's just giggly.
She's such a giggly. Kitty Pryde.
Kitty Pryde.
Oh, you know, she's bashful. She's a bit shy, but she's proud.
Oh, she's proud.
She's very proud of her cats.
Very similar to in Magic, as you pay more energy for cards. Also, if you don't spend energy in a turn, you can keep it until next turn.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yep. So it's you got a resource pool.
Yeah.
Did you just invent a rule there?
No,
that was your. I've just invented a rule.
It gets discarded at the start of your turn, so you can use that mana for abilities, energy for abilities on cards. A lot of it is very congruous. Congruous? Is that the right word to magic? Congruent to magic. In that you have mana, energy to be able to spend either on sorcery speed stuff, which is buying dice, or for abilities, which you can do at
so
any
you can
point.
Buy, and that's what you mentioned before with the Kitty Pryde card. There was something to boost her like attack and defense, wasn't there? You can spend an extra energy point to boost the stats. So for components, have we covered everything? It's cards and dice. So it's quite simple. Is there anything else involved?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It helps a lot if you have a playmat of some kind, but you can either print one out. One comes in the starter set.
Okay.
Or you can get a really nice deluxe playmat that has all the areas for you to put your dice in.
You can also download it from WizKidsGames.com.
WizKids have got them printed up pretty nicely there. But I've played it without a playmat. I've played it with a playmat. All you need is a dice bag, really, because the one that comes with the game is like
it's like a
popcorn bag.
Oh, so,
Have you seen the really deluxe ones that have come out recently? And they just got all the characters and stuff on them.
Yeah.
They are really awesome.
They're big
bags. They
should
totally do that because, like, the magic accessories and everything is off the hook.
They've always got the licensed artwork and the good stuff, but then the ones that come in the starter set are very bad.
So it's 100% endorsed by Marvel, so they can just get their hands on anything.
Yep. Yeah, a lot of the artwork's reused from the comics and some of the extra stuff.
So it sounds like the game's still reasonably in its infancy, so it could only grow bigger from here.
Only grow bigger,
definitely.
For sure.
Yeah.
And so who have we got at the moment? We've got Avengers, X-Men.
Yeah, the first set was Avengers versus X-Men. They've just started reprinting it now, so you can actually get your hands on it. A lot of the basic actions, which I didn't talk about, you can just spend generic mana on them.
Yeah.
When you play a game with basic actions, either of you can buy dice from there. So you've got to be careful what basic actions you buy because it might be good for their strategy as well.
Yeah, right. So you could be rude and just try and get
all of their basic dice.
So they can't get it.
So you can be super aggressive early on.
Yeah.
Is that like it's obviously in the strategy of things and how to play.
Yeah.
Are the combos that happen, like do characters work, interact with each other? So when you're deck building.
Yeah, so there's an interesting, like in Magic, the more energy stuff costs to buy, the more powerful it is. But also the later in the game you're going to get it. Let's compare.
So you can get taken down early.
Yeah, Kitty Pryde costs 3, one of which has to be a mask.
Mm.
And the biggest version of her character when you field it, when you roll one of your hero dice, it can either come up with energy on half of the sides or as a character.
So she's got 6. Obviously, she's represented by a dice, so there's 6 different versions of her that can show up.
On my turn, I'm going to draw 3 of my generic dice and 1 Kitty Pryde dice.
Yeah.
When I roll it, it's either going to come up with 1 mask, 2 masks, 2 masks, 0 costs 2/2, 0 costs 3/2, or 1 costs 3/3. And but that's the biggest that she can ever get, as opposed to something like the Juggernaut, which is a shield.
Oh, that's that guy that can run through shit. Yeah.
The shield, two shields. One costs 6-3.
Oh, they're big
two
numbers.
Two costs 7-4. That's bigger. Or three costs 7-6. And nothing can kill a three cost 7-6. Like, it's massive.
So you don't forget your other dice to pay for that three, and then all of a sudden that guy's charging across the table at...
Like the Juggernaut. Yeah,
like the Juggernaut.
Proverbial Juggernaut.
And nothing stopping him.
But he costs 6 altogether, so it's difficult to get the resources to get him out early.
Can you put him in... so once if you've rolled him, you can't pay for him, he goes back into the bag, or he goes into your used pile, and then...
You can't
put him to one side and then...
You can't keep them around unless they're fielded. So if you've rolled a dice that's not an energy, you field them if they're a character, and they go into like the in-play zone, which would be where you cast creatures or artifacts or whatever in magic, and they stay there indefinitely until they deal damage directly to your opponent, then they get shuffled away. So that's an interesting thing that's very different to magic. If you have an attack that connects with one of your characters, they get shuffled away. So you can hit them once with Juggernaut and they might not ever draw it again.
Yeah. Okay, so again, like I said before, it's sort of in its infancy. Are there any other expansions out at the moment that go along with this, or is it just the whole set release, the expansion that we've just had?
Yeah, so,
or is anything on the horizon even?
Yeah, Avengers versus X-Men, very popular. Again, it's in print again now. And Uncanny X-Men just came out, which comes in Gravity Feeds, which is their equivalent of booster boxes.
And they're pretty cheap, aren't they?
Like, they're super cheap.
How much are they, Sarah?
They're $1.50.
And what do you get in the pack?
You get two cards and two dice.
See, and you don't know what you're getting, do you? So you can
it's a lucky dip.
Is there a market for... those cards, you know, so for the bomb heroes, is there like...
Yeah, I think there's only a few super rares per set,
right?
Yeah,
what's it called?
Okay. There's a Wolverine that's in Uncanny X-Men that is...
Oh, wow.
...expensive. Like, it's very difficult to find because you're not guaranteed rarities in boxes. I opened quite a few packs and I only got a few uncommons, didn't get any rares
cards labeled as... Common, uncommon?
Yeah, they've got a little rarity strip just along the bottom. If they're grey, they're common. If they're green, they're uncommon. And then red is super rare. And I think there's another colour for rare. Gold, yellow.
Maybe. Oh, so there's...
It's four. It's like mythic rares.
Super rare is the mythic rare one. Right.
And there's only three in the whole set.
Okay. How do you find out what's out there? Do they have like a fat pack release where they've got the booklet that tells you everything?
Yeah, they don't have
everything.
A full card list that is easily obtainable. You can find it online. There's community wikis and stuff.
Sounds like there's holes all over this place that they could just sell us shit, like sell your box with, here's, like Magic have got, here's the booklet with every single card. So you can look at something and go, fuck, they've got the Wolverine. I need to have Wolverine. And then you're buying booster packs like crazy, aren't you? Mm-hmm. If they just go, there could be anything in there. What am I hoping for?
But it's, like you said, it's very much in its infancy, and Magic started out like that as well. They thought that Black Lotus and Ancestral Recall, which are two of the most powerful cards ever printed, they were balanced because they were like, people aren't going to be able to get their hands on them. We're not making enough that someone could buy 4 Black Lotus and 4 Ancestral Vision. Yeah. And at the moment, it's difficult to find them. There's not enough of a secondary market that you can just go buy a bunch of Wolverines. And I think a lot of tournament plays built around uncommons and rares.
You know what I'm sensing we should do?
What?
We should bust the booster.
Bust the booster? Yeah.
Keep it running, Aaron.
What else is there to say about it? Yeah, so each turn goes in a very particular way. You have the clear and draw, which is where you clear any dice that you haven't used resource-wise from your previous turn. And then you draw 4 new dice. Then you've got the roll and re-roll step, which we've explained. You roll your 4 dice, re-roll any amount that you want.
Yep.
The main step, which is where you field your characters and then spend your energy to buy dice to put in your use pile.
Yep.
And then the attack step, which works really similarly to Magic.
It does, yeah. You put forward your favorites there.
I'm attacking with this one.
Yeah.
Are you going to block with anything?
Pretty much, yeah.
And then something very interesting that we haven't mentioned is if a character dies, so it gets knocked out by blocking. So say I've got a 2-2. and you've got two 1-1s. I attack you with my 2-2. You block with your two 1-1s. They both get moved into a KO space, and they're moved into the prep area. The prep area things, it's not a graveyard. When you draw your four dice in your next turn, you add all of the dice that were in the prep area. So it really incentivizes you to block.
Okay.
So if I blocked with those two 1-1s and you attacked me with two 2-2s, I would reroll six dice next turn.
Ah, okay.
So that's one of the best ways to get energy. You field sidekicks, block their guys, and then you you get to roll six dice next turn.
Yeah, that's definitely a bonus. The more you can toss, the better.
That's, I've been saying that for years, Sarah. Huh? I really have. All right. So what do we think? I think let's do the what do we think.
Yeah.
We'll blob. We'll come back and we'll bust the booster, which I have. Yeah. So overall, what do we think? I mean, people are going crazy about this game.
They are. People are drafting this game.
Yeah. Oh, like you can draft it.
Yeah.
Apparently. Oh.
Apparently.
Apparently, people are drafting
Sarah,
this game.
Sarah, we're in your house. Are then people not drafting it in store?
No, they haven't been drafting it in store. I mean, I've been selling boxes of these. People aren't just buying the boosters; they're buying the whole box.
Mm-hmm. All right. So how do you draft it then? Is it similar? You just bust open a box of everyone grabs a pack. You wouldn't have enough dice, would you? You have to bring a core set of.
Yeah, you have to. You have to bring some amount of basic actions with you. I think you can draft those as well if you'd like, but I've heard about sealed and I've heard about draft, and it's pretty similar. Just like you open, say, three packs, you've got six cards to choose from. You pick one and the corresponding dice from it, and then you pass them around the table.
Yeah.
And then you play with the whatever ones that you
end up
getting.
Do you think it's a game that's more built on chance? Like people in Magic, they dislike the chance component because it's... I mean, I think the fun side of things is that you're kind of moving, you're throwing things around, you don't know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But that's with your own deck, so it seems like, in that sense, there'd be more of an element of chance because you have a bad roll, you know, that superhero that's going to win the game for you.
Yep.
He just comes up.
You just keep rolling, like, energy.
Yeah,
like, energy. Come on!
I mean, that's, you know, and the other
Juggernaut,
guy...
Juggernaut, I need you to attack.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm good energy for you.
and the other guy's got, you know, like a quadriplegic grandma hero.
Yeah.
And he beats you because
it's just a 1/4 like creature and it's just a he for one.
Yeah,
for
hits pitch Juggernaut over the head with a
handbag.
Yeah, with a handbag that she's swung holding in her teeth.
It's quite variancy.
That's
more
word.
more so than Magic.
But
also, like in Magic, there's a lot of ways to iron out the variance. There's good ways to play. It incentivizes blocking a lot more.
Mm.
It really rewards you for using your resources effectively.
Yeah.
So there's definitely ways to iron out the variance. But if you're just playing to begin with, it really just looks like whoever rolls better wins.
Right.
But
that's how Magic looks.
That's how
initially
Magic looks.
It looks
exactly
real simple
looks
when you start off. That's,
oh, you're so lucky you drew that thing, and you're like, well, if you'd done that thing five turns ago, maybe you wouldn't have been killed by it.
So that's probably a good sign for it that it's
and it's good, and it's got tournament play. Like even from the first set, when it was difficult to get hold of, tournament play already sprung up. People invented these draft and sealed rules.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a good game. It's a lot of fun.
All right, let's blob and bust the booster then. Yeah.
Damn.
Marvel Dice Masters Edition.
That was serious voice.
Sarah, thank you, Sarah.
That serious face.
Serious face.
You can stop being sick with us now.
Oh, there we go.
We told that he'd just get really fucking sick of us, which isn't hard.
We're going to have to get Kian to narrate stuff really seriously when we do Buster Booster in the future.
Yeah, well, I think we've got that
Buster
down.
Booster.
Buster Booster. That was good singing. Thanks, man. Well done, Aaron. All right, I'm going to bust my first Marvel Uncanny X-Men Dice Masters booster.
Yeah. You know how, like, busting a booster on the Magic show takes... on our Magic
forever.
Thing takes forever. This one shouldn't take as long. It's like two dice, which you don't need to look at, because all the information on the dice is on the card.
All right, so just leave the dice in the bag.
How's it smell? Like a magic pack?
No, it smells like a... I don't know what that smells like. Like,
can I smell?
Chinese sweatshop. kitty fingers.
Oh, ooh.
Don't look. Is the Wolverine in there?
No.
What do you mean, no?
I don't know what color the Wolverine dice is.
No, right.
I assume blue and yellow, like it's spandex.
I can see there's a thick card that gives the packet its volume.
Shape, yeah.
And then there are two cards.
Doesn't actually help the cards not get squashed.
Oh, really?
Nope.
Okay. Are these cards in any order?
No.
Okay, so we'll just chance it with the first one,
Right? Yeah.
Right.
Ooh, okay.
Mr. Sinister. He's an arch-villain. While Mr. Sinister is active, if your opponent has no villains in the field, each of your characters gains plus 2d. Ooh. Is that good? I don't know.
I've never seen that card before.
Max of 4. He's got lightning bolts everywhere. He gets up. He's big size.
What are his stats on his three character sides?
He can go a 4-1, a 5-2, or a 6-3.
Oh, that's pretty good.
6-3 for 2.
Good attacker.
There you go. That's what this guy looks like. Yep. And he's kind of dark and red and evil and all that sort of stuff.
Wow.
Sarah, what do you think of this guy?
Yeah, Sinister.
Sinister.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the things is that he costs 6, so he's quite expensive. He's quite a late game card. And he only gives you the reward if your opponent's got no villains in play. And generally, they're going to have some mix of villains and heroes.
Yeah.
In the top left, there's also an indicator. Yeah, in the top left, there's an indicator that says what they are. What sort of affiliation they are. So at the moment, the ones that we have here, mostly X-Men.
He's much harder to toss that one.
Yes. In Avengers vs. X-Men, there's Avengers and X-Men, and they give you bonuses if you control an Avenger character, if you control an X-Men character. And these ones are villains in
the top
left there.
What's that? That's from the...
It's a Hydra?
Yeah, that's what it is. He's from Hydra.
Yeah. So, but like Juggernaut's from Hydra as well. I think they're just using it as the generic villain symbol.
So if you're playing an all heroes deck, this guy is going to dominate then because your opponent has no villains. And he's going to
okay.
Add.
He gives your characters +2 defense.
Oh, which, is that what the D
which
is?
Which isn't massive. You want +2
attack. Yeah.
So he's more very defensive, very expensive in the context of the game.
Yeah.
And he's very offensive as well. He's like a 5-2 and a 6-3.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem like he tends towards your attacking strategy by giving your guys more defense.
Okay, and he's that lightning bolt at the top there that's gray, does that mean that he's just common?
No, it's the stripe above the 6 dice sides. It's a very, very thin stripe.
Oh, right, I see. Yeah. Which is also grey.
Sure.
So we're not going to be able to retire on this on Mr. Sinister.
On the funds from Mr. Sinister.
Okay, so let's try for the other one, which is bound to be Wolverine.
The super rare Wolverine?
What colour were we looking for super, super rare? Green,
red,
you said.
Red above the thing.
Oh, that's boring. He's a Juggernaut.
We've
already done. You?
Something I haven't mentioned is that each character... You use the same dice for them. They always have the same stats, but different subtitles for the card. So in the base set, it comes with Juggernaut Kane Marco, which is the character's name, and the one that you open in the booster should be different.
Kerth.
Juggernaut.
Kerth.
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 It's Crew's brother.
It's Crew's brother.
Yeah. Kerth.
And you choose which... So that Juggernaut costs 5 and a shield, and this one costs 6 and a shield.
Oh, that's what that is, yeah.
So you have different versions of Juggernaut. The dice have the same stats, but the card has different abilities. You can only have one of each version in your 8 heroes that you field at the beginning.
Right, that doesn't make sense.
So you choose which one tends towards your strategy the most.
This one's not worth anything.
Yeah. What does the Juggernaut do?
Juggernaut...
Because it's different to the one that's
okay. He's still rather large. He goes for a 1 cost, he's a 6-3. For a 2 cost, he's a 7-4. And for a 3 cost, he's a 7-6.
Oh, yeah, so it's the same
pretty much
dice.
The same.
You use the same dice, but you just choose a different card.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that was fun. That's the first time I've done that.
Yeah.
Hey, we've got a treat coming up for us now. Guess what's going to happen?
Oh, my God.
No quiz for Aaron.
Oh.
It is...
Dun, dun, dun.
Quiz from Sarah.
It's Sarah, and I will be your question hostess.
Mistress.
We will be talking about dice.
So fucking formal, so Sarah. Good. Well, it's not, you don't have to threaten us. It's just a quiz. It's like, hi, Sarah, got a quiz.
It's a pretty casual quiz, yeah. You should know most of these answers.
Oh, okay,
no.
Cool. All right.
Have you got your pens and papers?
Yeah, you don't. Is this we're all friends here, Sarah. It's just the three of us.
I really like Sarah being on the podcast.
Yeah, I do. I do as well. But I don't like when she talks to me like that. It sounds like
we have a dice quiz.
It's like I've been kicked out of class and I've been sent to that special room where just the naughty kids are, and Miss Underwood's up the front, and she's shat off with the husband, and she's going to take it out on the naughty kids today. Like, here's a quiz. You're going to fucking hate it. And if you don't, I'll hit you with something large.
I'll throw these dice at you.
I'll hit you with my D. I didn't know you had a D, Miss Underwood. brings a whole new meaning to Underwood.
Oh, dear me. Question one.
That's your intro, Sarah.
What were dice originally made from?
Oh, originally when? What era?
Originally.
All right. Going for... Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Go.
Love
yeah.
it.
What?
No, locked in. I'll lock that one in.
Question number two.
Question two. Yeah. What is an icosahedron? I can't even say this word.
An icosahedron.
How do you spell it?
Does Rolf Harris have one?
No.
Oh, sorry. I-C...
O-S...
Yeah.
H-E...
H-E...
D-R-O-N...
D... What? D...
R...
R...
O...
N... You read it, Aaron. You're the linguistics.
Icosahedron?
That'll do.
All right. Fucking hell. That's a lot.
Look at you breaking it in syllables.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Don't look at the working out. The hedron bit's rubbish. We can accept that.
Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out what
the
ecos
fuck does
icos
mean. Yeah. It's soaky backwards, which is your biggest hint. If you throw the dice backwards, it's. All right. It's a zero-sided dice.
It's a theoretical
dice.
I
haven't learned anything from watching you and Keane play this, get these quizzes, have I? Don't speak out loud.
Don't speak out loud. You'll help the other person.
Answer to question two is, it's a zero-sided dice.
What the fuck is that? Here's a bag full of them. All right.
Would that be a marble?
That's a one-sided die.
Yeah, that'd be a one. Yeah.
What did you roll? It's all the
still
way there
now. What did you roll? I rolled to Rockingham. All right, that's just going to be... All right, go.
The question isn't what did I roll, it's where did I roll.
Question three. How many sidekick dice do you get in a Dice Master starter set?
I just learnt about...
You did.
...Dice Masters. What was the question again?
How many
sidekick
dice...
That was my charming look, because if you could, like, blink... If you could blink the right amount of answers, that's one.
How many sidekick dice
Aaron's
do you get in a Dice Master starter set?
I'm running interference and just blinking at David.
Sorry, Sarah, what was it? How many...
sidekick dice do you get in a Dice Master starter set? Wow.
Sidekick. Oh, I don't know. I haven't opened one. I haven't busted one of those. Sidekick dice. shit.
How many sidekick dice do you get in a
Dice
Master's
starter set?
Starter set.
Oh, I really wish I was listening to you guys earlier on. That's tough because that's going to be the deal breaker. Mm. Yeah,
cool. Question number four.
This is a good one.
Question
four.
Yeah.
Which of the following Fantastic Four characters were not featured in the first Marvel Dice Masters expansion?
Oh, no.
So I got.
Fantastic Four. Oh, okay.
So I got some things here.
Names.
A.
Yeah.
Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah.
B. The Thing.
Yeah.
C. The Human Torch. D. The Invisible Girl. And E.
Oh.
The Silver Surfer.
Definitely sounds like for the Fantastic Four there's five of them. Oh, the Silver Surfer's the bad guy.
Mm. Yeah, Fantastic Four and there's five of them.
Yeah.
They rock up.
He was the
All right,
extra
we're
one.
Ready to fight. Hang on. There's five of us here. Come on, man. We said you're not part of the gang. You've got to stay home.
Do you remember that book series, The Famous Five, kids' books?
Yeah.
There were four of them in there, and the fifth one was their dog that didn't do any crime fighting or crime solving at all.
He probably smelled stuff.
It was Julian, Dick, and Anne, George, and Timmy the dog.
Hang on, what was that last one? The Silver Surfer.
Silver Surfer. Yeah.
All right.
Which I'd just given away as the bad guy.
Silver Surfer.
Not in the Fantastic Four. What does he surf on?
Are you sure he's not in the Fantastic Four?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Are you sure?
Silver Surfer, yeah. Mm. He's not in.
How many sidekick dice?
Because that will be five.
Someone
people.
At home, tell me now. How many sidekick dice to get in the starter set? Well, I talk. Oh, they've noticed me. Don't worry.
Question number five.
Number five. Oh, this. Aaron, you'll get this one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, don't.
In magic.
Yeah, you
this is contrived.
Listening ears. Number five.
Flavor text.
Name all four symbols on the sidekick dice. And their meaning.
That's not fair. You know I haven't played this game. Name all four symbols. I don't even know what
And their meaning?
Yes.
Oh, God.
These things.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Okay, I remember.
Oh, I don't know. Do we get a mark for naming them all and then a mark for the meanings?
Oh.
So the quiz would be out of
600.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Let's go. Answers, I'm ready.
All right, yeah, I'm ready too. I think I should go second on every single one.
Okay. Yeah.
Sure, okay. Question one, what was the dice originally made for? From?
Four, yeah.
Four, yeah, well.
It was made for keeping the door open when there was a draft.
And when someone threw it, they realised that they could bet increasing amounts on the result.
Yeah.
I think that they were made from bone, specifically knuckle bones? Maybe just bone.
Yeah.
I'm going to say bone.
I had bone.
Well, you're both correct. They're both made from bone or talus.
Talus, yes. which is knuckle part of a
bones.
Toe.
It's knuckle bones.
Oh, sweet.
Yes, hence the name knuckle
so
bones.
So I get 2 points and Dave gets one. One. Cool.
Are
you keeping score,
Aya? Yeah.
You keep score, Sarah. I don't trust him.
Yeah. I'm on 12 and David's on -3.
Question two. What is an icosahedron?
Icosahedron.
Aaron.
I think that it's the official name for a die of any kind, regardless of the amount of sides that it has.
Oh, that's pretty good, you know. Oh,
interesting.
Yeah. I went for a D1000.
D1000. Wow.
What would it be?
I don't know.
Decahedron?
No, not
centahedron.
Century was 100. No, yeah, it's 100. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it was 1000.
Oh, no, that'd be a million.
What you're wrong.
Millihedron, maybe.
What is it? The other name of that ridiculous word is a polyhedron, and it is a 20-sided die.
Oh, 20-sided die. Yeah. I was right. I had a D and then a number. It's close. I was only out by
DX just covers all dice.
I was out by, let's see, 980 sides. Did I just guess D1000?
D1000.
That's impossible, isn't it?
There's a D1000 somewhere.
There is.
Oh, we're gonna have to find this dice.
Like a little boulder.
Yeah. Oh. It's like a beach ball.
Like a beach ball. Yeah.
All right. Well, that was good. So we got nothing for that.
No.
Yeah, zero for that question. Right.
How many sidekick dice do you get in a Dice Master starter set?
David. I put 10.
I get 8.
Is that right?
No, you were both wrong.
What the hell? She says it like she's surprised that
I'm... Oh, it's a two-player set.
Oh my God, there's 16.
16. Look, I've got it written there.
I was so smug. See that zero? It's got a little tail.
Yeah.
I just read it wrong.
Yeah. All right, zero for both of us.
Wow.
Oh, no, whoosh.
Dodged a bullet there. It literally says two-player starter set on the front. Oh, I'm so dumb.
Number four, which of the following Fantastic Four characters were not featured in the first Marvel Dice?
Oh, which of the one?
Masters.
So there's
expansion.
More than one. I thought you said there was one.
So I'm going to say the Invisible Girl, because I think that I've seen Mr. Fantastic, The Thing, and the Human Torch as cards and dice.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I thought you've got to have Silver Surfer because he's cool. You've got to have The Thing because he's cool. Mr. Fantastic, I believe, is cool
he's
in the
stretchy,
world.
He's stretchy, right?
Yeah. I think he's a... Cut. Then I thought, you've got to have girls in there. We're running low on girls. So you've got to have the Invisible Girl.
Yeah.
So the Human Torch, he's faff. We can do without him
I think, in series one. If you're judging it by who's faff, Mr. Fantastic is faff.
Oh, I believe that he's faff. Mm. But yeah. I think people that are into the Fantastic Four love the guy.
Okay.
Yeah. So
his name is literally Mr. Fantastic.
Mr. Faff-tastic.
Mr. Faff-tastic.
He's faff. But I'm going with the Human Torch.
Aaron, you're correct.
Yeah! That stings.
The Invisible Girl.
Sexist game. Don't play it. The heck, women.
There are enough ladies here. Like Kitty Pryde and... Oh, no, that's it.
I would just like to say, I love my invisible feminine friends. And I've had many of them over the years.
Yeah. The problem with the Invisible Girl card, I read this in development, was that people keep losing it.
I can see that coming. I almost jumped in on that one.
No, you can see it coming, David. That's the point.
It gets deeper. Oh, that's bad. So I get nothing for that.
No.
Two one.
Yes. Number five. Name all four symbols on the sidekick dice and their meaning.
Five symbols. She changes.
Name all four symbols.
Four symbols.
She changes the questions for what?
Okay, so I'm going to say.
Yep.
Can I do this because I might look a bit
sure.
Like okay. I know this because I think sure. I remember seeing. If we're talking about the right things, yeah. I don't even know if it's the right dice. Well, the right die, I should say.
Yeah.
There's a pawn, which I'm not sure if it's called pawn, but it is in Quarry, so I'm running with that. Oh, no, you called it something else.
Sidekick.
Yeah, thanks, man. It's called a sidekick, right? Then there's the lightning symbol, and there's the mask symbol, and then there's the question mark symbol. And what do they mean is what you want to know. So the sidekick is just like... He's your sidekick.
When a lightning bolt.
That's like a lightning bolt
kind of thing.
Don't shit all over my answer, Aaron. There's more of this to come. The sidekick, he's like the little guy that stands next to you.
His buddy.
Often, yeah. Like he might, you know, if he was in DC, he might dress up rather feminine.
Like Robin.
Sarah's shitting all over my answers now as well. Like exactly like Robin, all right? He's not as powerful. He's just a guy you can throw in there, helps you out.
Whatever.
You know, he'll open your beer for you. Oh, you know, if you're just like a DC character and you want a cigar, maybe he's there with a lighter.
Oh,
you know?
He's a cool guy.
Yeah, you go, oh, I need picking up. Oh, I stayed out late and I've lost my car keys. Boom, he's there. He's your sidekick.
Yeah.
If you want to pick up, you
How
know,
does
if you're
know
at the
where
bar,
your car keys are?
No, he'll come and pick you up in his car.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. If you're at the
but
bar,
what do you do with your car keys?
And you're trying to, and you see someone that you've caught you like, you go, hey, let's go over there. You pick up her ugly friend, and I'll go, oh, well, these two, yeah,
that's good
because
I'm
really
your sidekick.
Well.
Yeah,
we
good.
Can just stick together and we'll have a chat and maybe we'll get to know each other whilst my friend.
Keeps your ugly friend busy.
That's what your sidekick means. Lightning, that's representative of the Flash. Who we all know, and it's reminiscent of his work in the Marvel Universe. Yep. And the mask is representative of the way that our heroes have hidden their identity over the years. And
so it's a representative of 90s movie starring Jim Carrey and Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, and the question mark is reminiscent of many of the answers that I've given in this section. of the Riddler in DC Comics.
Marvel
just wanted
Mr. Faftastic.
They wanted
from
to
Marvel.
Get yeah, Mr. Faftastic. No, Marvel just wanted a piece of the Riddler action, so they thought
question mark on the dice.
They thought exclamation mark. Like, no, it's too obvious. Oh, too just obvious. Go with the question mark, and we'll say we did it first.
Yeah,
there you go.
Excellent.
Well done.
Answers.
Can you top that, Aaron?
Eight
I've
marks.
Got the four energy.
Nailed it.
The four things that are not the sidekick. Pawn thing and the question mark, which aren't energy, because the question mark represents all the energies.
I'm lost. He's babbling.
There's punch, shield.
Oh, there's a fist.
Bolt and mask. Punch represents strength.
I was going to make a joke about
shield represents defense. Bolt represents speed.
Attack.
And mask represents intrigue.
Yeah.
Well,
you're right on those, Aaron.
Yeah,
you've got all the symbols correct.
Yeah, but I got the meanings wrong.
Well, close.
She said there was four symbols.
There were. There's four. Punch,
four.
Shield, bolt, mask.
That's it.
Punch.
So I got fist is melee.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Bolt is blast.
Blast.
Oh. Mask is wits.
Oh, I just said the wrong words. I wish David's face could be displayed like... I'm trying to convey it through
that goes
audio,
on a t-shirt with WTF underneath.
Seven-lane hand with David.
What?
That's the first seven-lane hand. What the fuck?
Right, yeah.
And shield is toughness.
Well, we've all learned something today. Moving right along.
I win!
Yay, Aaron!
That was a great quiz, Sarah.
I did enjoy it.
Yeah, we'll have to get you back to do one at the Peer and Beats show.
Peer and Beats
show. I'm starting to fall
apart. I can ask lots of questions about beers. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Can you answer lots of questions about beers?
Oh, I hope so.
When you were full of lots of beers?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's blob it up and... ooh, Quarriers after this.
Quarriers. I'm going to play Quarriers.
It's a... Oh, no, we've done that bit. It's Quarriers. Quarriers.
Quarriers.
I think my work's been done for me by Dice Masters earlier on, which I've never played.
Yeah. And, it's close enough, though, right?
It is. It's so very, very, very similar. I think the first hint that you can have is that Quarriers comes out in a box now, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A giant box. Yeah. And I have a tin. I think it's like an old gamer alert sign, isn't it? It's like when people rock up with the game and it's a legitimate game. Yep. It's not like something that they bought in Bali.
And it looks like a biscuit tin.
And or it's just, oh no, it's a dice, you see. It's a die in itself.
Wow. That's cool. Yeah. They don't do stuff like that nowadays. No,
the whole tin is...
The whole tin is a
nice,
can you roll it?
That's a nice box.
Well, everything will fall out.
Yeah, but it's like the you know, first printing of it. Yeah. So,
I really like old school stuff like that, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. I found we
got into quarries like really early on. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why or how. I think our friend Dave had it. It's not like a beta release or anything. It's mm-hmm. fully published by WizKids.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
what's the objective of quarries?
The objective of quarries is to... Well, there's two ways of winning. Is to have zero dice. I think it's on three of the spell or creature cards. Because part of the setup is, like, I have some cards here. You have basic cards, mm-hmm. which one of these is from an expansion, and you would set out three basic cards at the top of the table.
Yep.
And then underneath that, what you do is you have you set up for three spell cards. And the spell cards you can't have anything of the same, I think it's class. So you know how you were saying that some of the cards in Dice Masters mm-hmm. Are similar, but they have different, like there's, Juggernaut, but he's got a different name, and sometimes different yep. powers. Same sort of thing here, you know, you'll see you've got charms and incantations and cantrips, and some of these are the same, if I can quickly, death spell, death charm... Oh yeah, see, so you'll see here. I've got growth charm and growth spell, and they mm-hmm. have this. They use the same dice.
Yep, cool.
So when you're setting it out, you draw three spells, mm-hmm. and if they're the same, they're going to use the same dice set. Then you just put it back and redraw.
Mm-hmm.
God, it's so similar.
Yeah. Even the way the cards are set out, similar yeah. to the dice.
Yeah, so
dice
at the bottom
masters.
Of every card, yeah. it's got the six sides of the dice that correspond to that particular card.
Mm. Yeah, and tells you what they do. And there's a little guide as well. So if you know, if you roll a dice and it has a star, like the first three values are usually shitty things. So in this game, it's quiddity, and that's the currency of the game.
Yeah,
so you have quiddity in the bag, and you draw that, you roll it, and then you look at this setup. The final part of the setup, I should finish. You have three spells in a row, and then below the spells, you have seven creatures. All right, so you set up a grid of seven creatures, and none of these are. I'll just sort of do a setup for everyone here. So they sit below the spells, and you just pile up all of the dice that correspond with those creatures, and you just chuck the rest, right? So they all go away. So the object of the game to win is to get... If all of the dice have gone from three or four of those cards, mm-hmm. then the game ends, and you look at the score, and there's a little tracking thing here.
Oh, sure. So it's quite different to...
In that respect.
In win yeah. conditions, it's different. But.
Yeah. So you don't have a life total or anything like that. There's a little, what do you call one of those sort of things? Let's call it a glory tracker. There you go. On the glory tracker, it's got 1 to 16, but it's got shortcuts here. So for a four-play game, you win at 12. Mm-hmm. For a three-player, 15. Oh, yeah. And for a two-player, you play till 20.
That makes sense.
Each round, you... generate a certain amount of glory by having creatures survive the previous round. So in a similar way, you have a random mix of dice in the dice bag. And now initially, it's pretty much just you've got a couple of assistants, they call in this. As you can see, the assistant's got pretty much the same symbol, that mm-hmm. little chess pawn thing.
Yep. Yep.
And that's what you start off with. I think you've got four assistants and eight quiddity, basic quiddity.
Mm-hmm.
And you roll those. It gives you a value. Maybe you can attack with a couple of assistants. If they survive, you score one glory and you've got your glory tracker.
Mm-hmm.
But also you can get some quiddity, and then you look at your spells and your creatures and you buy them. So you can buy one dice off of that. That would go to your used pile.
Mm-hmm.
When your bag becomes empty, used pile goes into the bag.
Sounds similar to...
Yeah. Yep. And I know, that's why I was surprised. You know, when we were saying, is it part of the Quiddity family tree, Quarry's family tree?
Someone's going to correct me if I'm wrong, but sure. I'm pretty sure the same designers did it and just kind of retooled it a little bit.
Mike Elliott and Eric Lang?
Yeah.
Does that ring a bell?
Sure. And on Dice Masters, it's by those two, and I think some other people did some extra design development
Stanley.
On it.
Yeah.
Marvel. I don't know if Stanley was directly involved.
He didn't get in
some
for
of Stanley's ideas, maybe. Yeah.
He didn't get in for a cameo at all.
No, he didn't.
It's well, amazing, isn't it?
The Stanley dice is going to be...
Yeah, probably,
come out, you roll and it just breaks in half.
So the advantage of having some of your dice survive the round and score glory points for you is that also you can discard dice then, so then you concentrate... The dice
kind of like trashing in Dominion. Or...
Yeah, so you might get rid of... I've forgotten what's the best way to play it, but you might get rid of an assistant or two or basic Quiddity. And then you probably want to keep the basic Quiddity, I think, because that gives you
money.
Two money. Yeah, so you might get rid of the assistants because he's a shitty kind of soldier, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then...
you want to be drawing better things than that.
You want to be drawing better things than that, right? So you get someone in... For every dice that scores a glory point... You can discard one of these dice. Now those dice go back to this grid, all right. So that sort of counteracts that one of the cards slowly disappearing and not having five dice on it anymore. The challenge in getting your cards your dice to survive is pretty much similar to the way our friends in Dice Masters is. You've got your toughness and your defense score. So you've got your creatures out in the battlefield, which I think isn't called the battlefield. We always call it the battlefield, but it's something like the...
in play or the...
Ready area.
The ready area.
The ready area. So dice in the ready area are there that you can choose to defend or attack with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in doing that, dice that people have out in front of them get killed off or survive.
Yeah.
So you can choose, but...
Is it Magic-esque and Dice Masters, Marvel Dice Masters-esque in that it's just...
one dice to one dice sort of thing. There's no trample or anything like that, yeah. Because basically you're just trying to have your dice survive.
Yeah.
So if you have two dice face off against each other and one of them dies, then that other dice will stay there. Mm-hmm. Then you move on to the next person and whatever you've got left attacks them.
Yeah,
the whole lot, and they're not like they're worn down. It's not like their toughness is any weaker.
Yeah,
it's a whole new attack. So if I started attacking you, you'd get like two dice if there were like six fours or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or like this Death Dealer here, he's a 4/4, so he would hit you for four and he could defend for four.
Oh, okay.
If he survived an encounter with you, same sort of thing. Go to Sarah, attack 4/4.
Cool.
Now that keeps happening. So then we go around the table and you calculate how many creatures you've got at the beginning of your turn.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's what survived kind of survive. All the way around back to you. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sure. And that's pretty much the crux of it. You've got some of the dice have got instant effects. So like that assistant can have a reroll effect. So you roll it. You pick up that dice, you re-roll that dice again along with another one, which is handy because, you know, you can get one of your big cards to do something more woofier.
So all the cards have abilities and stuff as well as just rolling them for their base traits and resources.
Yeah, and there's a lot. And it's really easy to figure out what they do because it's just on the card. Mm-hmm. And even if sometimes it's broken up into two different bits, like what I've got here. This questing wizard, you'll see he's got a one-star ability and a two-star ability.
Yep.
And on the card, it tells you what the one-star ability is and it tells you what the two-star ability is.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on what you roll,
there's a similar thing in Dice Masters. They call them burst abilities.
Yep.
It does the same thing except increased if you get
that's
it on
what
the
they call them.
Equivalent to the 5 and the 6 on the dice.
Yeah, I think that's what they call them in this. Yeah, burst.
Yeah, it's so similar in design.
Yeah.
So how does that? So is there a narrative to this game? Because we said that the Dice Masters one is a bit abstract, a little bit muddled together. Is this one a bit more like? What's the actual story of it? Your quarrier, managers.
Yeah, are you managing? I think it's like
warriors.
There's Quiddity, which is the currency, and you're a warrior.
Your Quiddity warriors.
Yeah, so you're
warriors.
A warrior.
Warriors.
So I suppose you're some sort of
wizard.
Wizard guy. Yeah, and you're buying Oh, you're summoning... oh, here we go. You are a mighty quarrier, a magical warrior with knowledge of the mysteries, mysterious powers of Quiddity and the art of capturing quarry. Oh, interesting. That's another keyword.
Oh, quarry.
Your quarry, also known as dice. They got that in brackets. A powerful creatures and magical spells that you can use in your quest to amass the most glory.
Brackets, dice.
But your rivals plot against you. They will send their own creatures and spells to destroy your quarry before you can deliver them to the Empress Quiana. Ah, there's another keyword. I've never heard of the Empress Quiana. I think I bailed on the intro and I read the first paragraph.
What do we get to Rossum Dice?
Yeah, I'm a mighty quarry, whatever. Moving on right along. But you get a reward from the Empress Quiana, which is just glory, I imagine. Creatures believe for Frog Glory, the first player to enough glory. We'll be hailed as the champion of the Empress. You get to be the champion of the Empress, Aaron. That's pretty much what we're playing for.
Oh, ooh, that is exciting.
Yeah.
So you kind of listed all the components. Is this just another dice and cards one with the score sheet?
What do you mean? Is it another one?
Like with Dice Masters, the components are pretty much just dice, cards.
Components, we've got the cards, we've got the glory tracker.
You don't even need the playmat, really, do you?
You've got some little four little wooden cubes which correspond with a colour. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the colour of the bag. You can do bag comparisons.
Oh,
not like before in the toilets, Aaron. these are the quarrier bags.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Check this one.
Feel the fibre of my fabric. What do you think?
Oh, goodness.
Is it a drawstring there?
Is it drawstring? Yeah. Is it better than... Are these better than the...
These are 20,000 times better than the ones that come in the Marvel Dice Masters. But this is the starter set. I imagine the one... You get a bag like this in the... equivalent to the holiday gift box. You've seen the... The starter boxes that you can get for Dice Masters. Yeah, so...
So what's the starter set for...
The starter set is you get heap of dice, a heap of cards, but... And the instructions.
Yeah.
But no.
How much does a starter kit go for?
$30 as opposed to $20.
Okay, so it's still pretty cheap compared. I think like Quarries is going to cost you a little bit more.
Yeah, because it's a self-contained board game, kind of. It's sold as a board game nowadays.
It is, because it's a much bigger sort of box presentation. Mm. It looks like a board game.
Whereas Dice Masters is more like a collectible card game kind of thing. You can't really buy a box that has everything in it.
Yeah.
As opposed to Quarries, it's just got expansions. Tell us about the expansions,
Dave. The expansions. Yeah, there's an expansion in this I'd forgotten that I'd got, which was this... I've only played one of them, which is Quarry's Rise of the Demons.
Oh, cool. There's quite a few expansions to this. I've seen them on the shelf.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't grab a list of what there is. Mm-hmm. But this introduces the idea of corrupted Quiddity and a corruption component to it.
So there's a lot of design space in the game.
What's in an expansion?
Well, in this one, there was a card that corresponds with another basics card, which goes up the top. Here it is. It's called Corrupted Quiddity.
Oh.
Now, you put all of the dice on that, and as you can see, this card actually gets you zero. There's two parts of this that give you zero Quiddity.
Oh, yeah.
Every time you get a corruption, like one of the other creatures or spells, will usually have a feature on it where if it's activated, you get to give one of your opponents... they have to draw some corrupted Quiddity.
Oh, cool.
And then that goes into the set. So they can roll their dice and get nothing.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And
so when they draw it from their bag at the start of their turn, they're just like, oh, this might be
this
nothing.
Is dead.
You know?
Half of the dice is one Quiddity.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them are zero. And then the one with three bursts says gain one corrupted Quiddity die from the wilds.
Oh, so you get another one.
Yeah. So it's a shitty thing to get.
Yeah.
So you're sort of playing
it's like
to...
curses and dominion or like estates or... There's no real good analog in Marvel Dice Masters.
Yeah. With some of the corrupted creatures in this expansion, you have a way to delete glory off the other person.
Whoa.
So instead of you just accrue it, you'll win.
Yeah. You actually attack
this way. You can go backwards. Yeah, and it's only if the creature survives or if you summon it. You know, some of it is just if this creature summoned, this activates this ability. So that's one of them. And within the instructions for this Rise of the Demons thing, it said, "Why is the three burst symbols on this dice?"
Yeah.
Wait for future expansions.
Oh my god!
So that obviously plays into
future
expansions or something going to happen.
It's good when they have the foresight to include space for it. And that,
I think I think it's the mechanics of it are reasonably simple. So it could be like that they've just designed the whole game and then just broken it down a little bit and released it in waves. Mm.
I like the concept of dice building quite a bit. And on the side of the box of Quarries, it even says deck building without the shuffling.
Yeah, they actually make a point that this is just a...
because there are so many deck builders nowadays. There's there was Dominion, and then there's now the DC Comics game. There's not Hearthstone, Arena, Thunderstone, which is an AEG deck builder, and then there's heaps of different licensed ones as well. There's a Street Fighter deck builder, which is really good. Ascension, there's heaps and heaps of them, and they're all different in very subtle ways. And it's good that they kind of went to town with the Quarriors concept. It's a lot of fun, the dice building games.
Yeah, they kind of make a joke of the fact it's on the here they've just got a pretend cutout. It says basically it's dice building game. Some lawyer guy. So it's that whole thing is if you're a bit nervous that people are just going to go,
what's Quarriors?
They're going to think, it's just a deck building game, but they're using dice. It's like, we'll hang a lantern on it, that's just to say
it's a dice building.
That's
game.
Exactly what it is, but you're right. It's got a different sort of tactile feel to it, hasn't it? Throwing dice. Mm-hmm. It's something that's really easy to pick up. I've been playing it with Travis for a few years now. Mm-hmm. And he's 9 now, so he's probably played it since he was about 7.
He's
going to
have played so many games by the time he's 14.
Unbelievable. Yeah, but I think on most of these games that they kind of undersell it, because this one says ages 14 plus.
Yeah. Right.
Now, hopefully, if we've done our job reasonably well, you could sit down and roughly wrap your head around how to play from what we've just had a chat about.
Basic concepts.
There's no way you need to be 14.
No. I've seen 8-year-olds play Magic, and Magic is way more complicated
Absolutely. Than this. So I think, maybe that lawyer guy had more to say.
Yeah, strange. You get that with a lot of games that you play, actually.
Yeah. And the artwork's cool. There's, you see
I like
on the
style of it
there.
Yeah, quite a lot.
I like this box. I like this tin.
You don't like it too much because you can't get it anymore. The artwork on it is very much like, what's that Color of Magic
Walker.
Guy?
Terry Pratchett.
Terry Pratchett, Color of Magic, sort of fun, fun medieval kind of vibe to it. And
Quarriors.
That's also fun to say. Quarriors.
They do like the Q words, as we've come to recognize.
Quickly.
Yeah, so I don't know. We've probably got about 4 different expansions for this game.
There's probably more than that, actually. And they range in size. They range from big expansions, which are standalone sets, to the smaller ones, which just add a few new cards, a few new dice.
Yeah, I thought within the same genre theme sort
all
of thing.
All within the same universe, yeah.
And
all just expansions to the same. I don't think they're making new ones at the moment, probably because the designers are making $1 million off Dice Masters now.
Yeah,
but they knew that they were onto a good thing with the dice building.
Mm. Yeah, so they've just shifted the mechanic over to Dice Masters and... Mm. Yeah, I mean, obviously, this is like you say, it's a standalone within the game. You can't collect or, get an advantage on an opponent by being able to collect different dice that you then bring into the game that the other person might not know about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Quarriors, Dice Masters, pretty similar.
Yeah, good yeah. Thumbs up from you, David?
Yeah, we loved it. We played it all the time. Yeah. I hadn't played it for a while. But like I said, Travis has been pestering me to play it over and over and over and over.
Quarriors.
And I was like, no, it's like, no. Because we played it to death for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't a real reason not to play it. I just hadn't played it for a while. And then when I sat down today, I was just like, oh, my God. I couldn't, it was a bit like I panicked a bit. Like, I couldn't remember how to play.
Yeah.
But it's so straightforward,
It's like riding a bicycle.
Made of dice.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well.
Quarriors.
Yeah, back with tweets and news. Neats and twos. Yeah, Sarah's only ever been interested in the twos. Not bothered about the neats.
Twos. Ones and twos.
Marvel Dice Masters Edition.
Marvel Dice Masters. It's like Snape saying it.
We've got a Axel's Philosophy Corner here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are you familiar with this, Sarah? You know how this works?
No, I don't. Please tell me.
You've already played this once before.
Tell me again.
Her mind blanked it out because it's just
It's usually
horrific.
Pretty horrific. Yeah.
When we say philosophy, we mean gross questions.
Oh, yeah. I think
we mean Gruesome. All right. So what happens is Axel usually has gotten a habit of posing us a philosophical question, which puts you in an A or B sort of situation.
Yes.
Yeah, so now it's flooding back. The terror just like pours through her eyes.
Flooding back like... The contents of this question.
Right. Sarah.
Yes.
I'll ask you first. Never think. Aaron will listen, then we'll come back to you for an answer. Would you rather drink a gallon of whale sperm? Oh, shouldn't seem popular. Or you don't want to know what the alternative is, do you?
Yes, I do, please.
You do? Would you rather drink a gallon of whale sperm or half a gallon of... No. No. Would you rather drink a gallon of whale sperm or receive a tentacular enema from a giant squid?
Oh, God.
Tentacular.
Did he mean tentacular, like tentacles?
Tentacles.
Tentacular.
Tentacular.
Or is it like spectacular, it's but with tentacles?
Yeah. It's
from
eight times more
squid.
Spectacular than just one. It's tentacular. You got that?
Oh,
so you're drinking a large portion of whale sperm.
Is it warm?
I don't even know what. I'd imagine.
Who collected a gallon of whale sperm?
If you've got a gallon of whale sperm, you're not going to be like holding on to it for a couple of weeks, are you? You'd be going like, I'm proud of that. I've got a whole gallon.
I've got this this enema lined up. I really don't want it. I'm going to drink this gallon of whale sperm instead. Lucky I had it lying around.
Because a giant squid really wants to get in me. But what? Bad luck, mate.
Yeah,
I've got this gallon of whale sperm here.
The squid's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. This guy's crazy. I'm not going to touch that shit.
Yeah.
Literally.
It's very nautical. He's kept it all in a sea theme.
It's not like tiger sperm. A squid.
Yeah.
It's like Ahab and the whale, except gallon of whale sperm.
Yeah.
And it's not a sperm whale.
It's not.
And a tentacular enema.
My personal thing, tentacular
enema.
I think we should go to Sarah. I'm so mixed
on this.
Yeah,
so
you're very clear on what you want to do. Mm. Sarah, maybe not
less clear.
I don't know. I'm less clear. I have good answers for both of these.
Do you like squid?
No, I don't.
Do you like enemas?
No.
Oh, are you thirsty?
Oh God, that's a lot. That's a lot of sperm.
That is a lot. I don't even know how big's a gallon. How many liters?
It's one of those big fat. Because you can get a gallon of milk in America.
Yeah,
it's one of those big
like
jugs.
A 3 liter milk.
That's a lot. Like 3 liter. Do I have like a timeline where I get to drink this plus. Though? Could I have like a swig a night with some vodka or something?
Why are you going to put vodka in everything?
It would probably help.
Yeah, I don't know if you'd want to be drunk while you're doing it.
Next time you get a white Russian, just think about that shit.
I feel like gagging on this.
No, but like if you were drinking a gallon of whale sperm, I'd want to keep that down, right? If, you know, as in down, as in not let everybody know.
I think
I think if there was some vodka component.
Just mix some into your oatmeal in the morning, like, fuck.
I think you've got to do all in one. But I'm saying I'd be worried if you put vodka in it. Eventually, just be running down the street, spilling it. It's going, hey, everyone.
Guess
what I'm doing? I'm drinking whale sperm.
I'm puking whale sperm.
It's Mrs. Underwood again, drinking whale sperm.
Well, I wonder, Gru
must be so embarrassed.
Well, Gru doesn't produce a gallon of sperm, that's for sure.
I wonder
how I could take this, actually. A gallon of whale sperm.
Probably orally.
Compared to Gru's
sperm. I'd imagine she's going to drink it.
We're learning things about Gru all the time. He doesn't produce a gallon of sperm.
He doesn't produce a gallon, but he's not a whale, is he?
No.
Do you think that you can the sperms of the whale?
Oh,
like anchovies. Like tadpoles.
Swimming around your mouth. This is fucked up. Cutting down a dark road here today.
Just put this one down.
Oh God.
No, I think I'm gonna have to go for a squid.
The squid. No, yeah. we haven't gone into that though, have we?
Oh, but let's do that.
Like the giant squid wants to get into you. So a tentacular enema from a giant squid. But there's only so far it can get in, isn't there? Because, I mean, it depends how big your ass is, I suppose.
I guess so. Yeah. It might feel good. Who knows?
Is it one tentacle or eight tentacles?
It doesn't say.
Might do me good to have a clean up there.
Yeah.
And is it slimy? Squids are generally slimy, aren't they?
So that helps.
It comes with lube.
Yeah.
I feel like if it's not touching your tongue and like swilling around your mouth, I'd prefer anything to a gallon of whale.
So you'd rather prefer trauma at one end than the other?
Yeah.
So you prefer
trauma at both ends bad. Trauma that I can taste. worse.
Let me just try to get this down in writing, Aaron. You prefer anal trauma as opposed to oral trauma.
Yep.
Right.
Rolf? Oh, sorry. Flashbacks.
Yeah, but don't giant squid have that? They have a sort of like a wider paddle sort of thing at the end, don't they? It's not like, this is a giant squid. This is like
as
big
as... But they can squeeze into things like
they
octopus.
They can squeeze into
don't
very
they?
Small...
Squid? I don't think it's a giant squid. You just said a squid, right?
Giant squid.
Giant squid.
Yeah, a little one, you'd probably get the whole thing up there, knowing what you know.
A squid up in your ass.
Yeah, I reckon Aaron's probably got one up there now. There's eight little frondly...
Bloody hell, you wouldn't
oh, you
get
mean
it
I'm
out.
Put like, another one up there?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, sorry. Okay.
Hang on a minute. Did I just say squids have eight legs? They don't, do they?
Got ten.
Do they have ten? Thanks for coming with the knowledge, Aaron. Yeah. All right, have we got a decision on this? This is a longer section of the
squid.
Podcast.
Yeah, it's going to have to be a squid.
Oh,
I don't want to. You want to drink a gallon of sperm?
Yeah,
no,
that's gross.
Sarah to admit that she would. And then, oh no.
And then make an inappropriate
well,
joke.
A bit of
then
ass make, trauma, I mean... It could be good.
It could be good.
Yeah. It could be good.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it was a gallon of whale sperm always going to be bad.
So here at Seven Land Hand, we all prefer anal trauma as over a bad
trauma
taste in our mouth.
Yeah.
Just, I don't want to taste anything bad. I'd rather have my ass traumatized.
Mm.
Let's lock that in.
Yep.
Right. Fantastic.
That's
going to
be the statement on the next shirt. That we'll
I can't
make.
Believe we give him a friggin' badge for this. And, anyway. All right. Back with housekeeping.
Housekeeping.
All right. So the Seven Land Hand Super Series has...
I'm so confused about this Seven Land Hand Series. It's crossed over with PTQs. There's things...
Yeah,
there's
okay.
tournaments
so
flying
let me,
in front
let me
and
just
center.
Break it down for you.
Yeah, yeah.
The Super Series was a build-up to the Super Series Final, which is an invite only for eight players.
I believe it's called the Seven Land Hand Super Series.
Seven Land Hand
Somehow
Super Series.
Somehow we got our name on that.
Yeah.
Oh, I just remembered what we were talking about before.
What?
You poked... Sarah in the armpit.
Oh, he made
her wet and pure coffee came out. That is actually what happened.
That's
in
actually
the break.
What happened, yeah.
Sarah?
True facts.
Confirm what. There you go.
Yeah.
They think we're making this up.
I'm anxious to agree with the shit we say. Super serious.
But they think we're lying at home. They'll say, that's ridiculous. But
I poked her in the armpit and pure coffee came out. Oh, yeah, it's pretty very close.
You made her wet. Is
made her wet.
Pure coffee came
with
out.
With coffee.
Yeah.
Right.
Super Series.
So,
this is why I don't understand what the Super Series is.
So
I never
listen. So, the Seven Land Hand Super Series was a build-up to the Seven Land Hand Super Series Final, which was eight players only. The only way to get into that eight players thing was to win a qualifier, which was won by Tarbo and then Ian Tan, and then the seven that we have on our YouTube page.
Yeah.
Were all, those seven people all in the final. And then the people that did the best over the whole year... got invited to have the last eighth slot by participating in the last chance qualifier.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's pretty...
So the better you did over the whole year if you hadn't already qualified, those eight players got played off in an elimination round, and whoever won that thing got that big eighth place in the final.
And who was that?
Kian beat me.
Woo-hoo!
Kian beat me in the final of the last chance qualifier.
Well, I think that's what we said. We said we at least wanted one of you in there. And the way it panned out was that only one of you could.
Only one of us could.
Fucked up the rest of the year. Oh, boy. That was hard work.
So Kian's in. Kian representing Seven Land Hand in the Super Series Final, which is tomorrow. $1,000 plus worth of prizes up for grabs.
Wow.
And a big trophy.
And that's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
Sunday.
And a trophy.
And a big trophy as well.
That's the trophy that's been up at St. James
in the cabinet.
In the cabinet. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. What was I going to say about that? Super Series. Oh, has all the commentaries been done on all of the...
No, we've got at least one more to do.
All right.
It's a monster, apparently.
And then the final, and Kian's going to commentate about his own victory, probably,
with
you.
Hopefully, yeah. PJX might win it as well. PJX is pretty good, I hear.
PJX hasn't come on the show yet. I can't have any...
Oh, my God, yeah.
Although he's invited to the...
He will be
something
here
that we'll mention in a minute.
Peers.
The
Peers. P&B. Peer review show.
The peer review show. All right, so is that everything we need to know about the Super Series? Tomorrow, it's all over. We crown our champion.
Mm. Yeah.
It's going to be exciting.
We don't have a crown. You get a trophy. Instead of like a scepter or something.
Yeah, I saw Sarah at the back knitting some daisies together. I thought that was the crown.
Yeah.
No, that was just for our own
mental illness.
That was, she was on her lunch break. I was like, Sarah, are you going to eat anything? She's like, no, I'm just going to make a daisy
pictures
chain.
Of ponies. And
I didn't see that, by the way. Apparently, it's quite good.
Yeah, it's in that book right over there next year, underneath Dixit.
Oh, yeah, look at
that. But it's just for me. So, anyway.
Oh, lovely.
That's private.
We'll kind of already mentioned that. So, there's footage of the Super Series as it builds up to the final on both the sevenlandhand.com video link page and the YouTube page. And what drew to a close today, Aaron?
We've closed entries for this Winstore Garrick competition. Yeah. And so both St. James and Rockingham.
Yeah.
Entries closed. No more
entries
bets.
Closed. No more entries. And we're going to get Sarah. You're going to draw the winner for probably St. James.
Are you going to be wearing one of those deal or no deal outfits while you draw
Could it out? Could you imagine one of those? Lots of sequins?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Mostly
I've got
sequins,
one. Yeah. Yeah, I can do that.
Sweet. That would be great.
You got one of them. No, don't actually wear that. That would be quite
embarrassing. No, definitely wear it. No, definitely wear it.
We'll like the angels on your shoulder. I'm like, you'll be embarrassed. David's like, no, you should wear it, though.
You should do it.
I'll wear it.
You should definitely wear it. We need the...
You can probably get a couple more entries in before the next year.
I don't think so. No?
Closed.
No, it's closed.
It's closed.
I'd imagine that we'll all be wearing suits because it's highbrow. It is
highbrow.
So, you know, if we're the hosts, you'll be the hostess.
Sequin.
Sequin dresses are... Perfect. And next fortnight, oh my God, so that's when it's going to happen. We're going to draw it next fortnight, aren't we?
Yep.
And
at our very special end of year show.
Beer and pizza show.
Yeah. Yes, on the 20th of December.
Have we passed our anniversary date? Because that was initially, the beer and pizza show was for our anniversary.
It was supposed to be like 1 year of doing
of
it. We've already gone a little bit past
1 year
it.
Of this shit.
And now we can just do it as an end of year / Christmas thing.
Yeah, so we've got the invites have been sent out. Yeah. I sent out the invites today. So
Very
if you're
exciting.
Listening and you haven't got an invite and you really think you deserve to be there, please get in touch. We'll probably disagree with you, but no, that's not.
We'll have an argument and then you'll probably be invited because we'll feel
something
awkward.
Like that. Yeah, 23rd of November was when we did the pilot, and the 8th of December 2013 was when we did Zombies.
Oh, good times.
So, yeah.
That was a long time
What's
ago.
The date today?
Six.
Ooh, 2 days until our official anniversary.
Oh, lovely.
Oh,
so this will be close enough to an anniversary, end of year, and Christmas end of year show.
Yeah, so there'll be lots of pizza eating, lots of beer drinking. Mm-hmm. And
from me, yeah.
It'll from Sarah.
Yeah, just by Sarah. There's none for anyone else. Beer and pizza for Sarah. Everyone else gets
there. Someone's
going
to take Sarah either back home or we'll pitch a tent for her in St. James.
Not pitching a tent for Sarah in the store.
How she? Well, it should be a mess.
Do you know what pitch a tent euphemism means? Do you know the pitch a tent euphemism?
No.
What does it mean? So if you get aroused in say slacks, sweatpants,
in your pants,
how can you see?
You pitch a bit of a tent.
Usually no one notices.
Pitching a tent. I'm not going to be pitching a tent for Sarah in the store.
You're not going to be pitching a tent?
Even if she is very drunk.
I made the mistake once. I hadn't heard about the thing where if people used to come over for a dinner party and all put their keys in a bowl, you know where I'm heading?
Yeah.
And then you would draw keys out.
Yep.
And have sex with whoever you drew your key out.
The partner, whoever. Yeah.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
Drank a gallon of whale sperm, put my keys in a bowl, had sex with...
I have actually been there and didn't know... That was a thing. And but everyone else seemed to know what it was.
Everyone's just kind of clued in.
Everybody
else
missed
some subtext on
everybody
the Facebook
else knew about this. I was about to find out about it, right?
And was Fiona there?
Don't be so horrified. Nothing happened. I just fucked up. So everyone was pretty much there. And the last couple to arrive said, oh, we're here. Where's my car keys? I don't want to sit down with them. You know, working up. And, you know, I just want to put them down. Can I put them down on the hall table or something like that? And I said, just put them in the bowl up there. And then, you know, they all pointed and laughed. And,
and while they were all
and I said,
swinging,
sure, I'm up for
they
that.
All laughed. Whoa,
wow.
That's crazy. I didn't know that was a thing that actually happened. I thought it was just a movie thing.
Nothing happened. Yeah. They just made fun of me for not knowing. Because everyone knew
you were
that
just
thing.
Saying, put the keys in the box. Oh,
yeah. So I was
they weren't actually swinging. And you were the only person not participating.
No, I don't think so. If I did, I missed out on a great night.
Oh, just, yeah.
Have you seen Fiona? Jesus. That's why I only have. That's only why I have invite people with hot wives around the house, just in case the whole bowl thing breaks
Fiona's
out.
Fiona's lovely though.
She doesn't usually listen this far into the show. No, she's fine. Did I say? Yeah, we did that, didn't we? So beer and pizza. I want a beer and pizza now. Oh, we're going out in the town with Sarah after this.
Yeah, right away.
Woo-hoo!
Woo!
Yeah.
Big night out in Rock. What time does Rockingham close?
Yeah. Oh, well,
it might
it's
closed,
Saturday,
actually.
So the pubs are open, clubs are open.
It's clubs. In the city. What club is around?
Yeah,
clubs.
What sort of clubs you got? Crap.
What's it called?
Yeah, what's it called?
Liquids.
And what happens there?
Gross.
Music.
Bodily liquids.
They sell liquids.
Alcoholic
liquids. Lots of grinding.
Can you grind up against someone? Get
you
a bit
can.
Of liquid on your leg?
You, we should go wearing a good game shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Grinding lube.
Sarah's already rocking the good game shirt. She's ready to go out.
Yeah, I got my pink shoes on. Yeah.
Yeah. One thing I noticed during the week about... I was thinking about the beer and pizza show, and I was out having a coffee. And I'd made the mistake. I don't know why I did this. I bought a Florentine biscuit.
Oh.
And I don't like Florentine biscuits. But I looked at them and I thought, it's chocolate on the bottom.
Yeah,
Must be good.
There's nuts in there. This one appeared
that's
to have cranberries
the crap in, it.
In there, right?
Yeah.
And I think there might have been a few raisins and what, but not too much. So I thought, I'm up for one of those.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought it and I started eating a portion of it. I broke it into quarters. And I ate about a quarter
of it.
It's
a very long story.
No, because it's the horror. I've got to say, I bought it and I had a quarter of this biscuit. And I realized you can't eat a full one of them things. However, you can drink beer and eat pizza all night long.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm. I know.
It's a philosophy corner.
It is.
Why can one...
only eat a quarter of a Florentine biscuit.
But you can eat as much beer and pizza. I feel like at any point in the day, I could eat a shitload of pizza.
Because they counteract, don't they? It's like you have a beer and it goes, hey, stomach, you can
I'm
take
hungry.
More. You can take more.
They
you can
just
have
kind
more.
Of, they just kind of wrap each other up and fade into nothing in your stomach. Yeah.
And then the beer goes, oh, you're going to get drunk. And the pizza goes,
No, you're not.
No, you're not. I'm going to stop you with my cheesy magic.
Yeah. Yep. Bread, cheese, tomato sauce.
The bread's really filling, though. You'd think it'd be...
It
you
does.
Know.
It just absorbs the alcohol.
Yeah.
Gets
it
in there. Yeah,
but somehow. Mm. And Florentines have nothing. None of that. They have all calories that just explode within you. And,
and expand
these things.
Yeah.
Like rice. Pizza and beer that has been stored away in all the corners of your body. And so you're full now.
I wonder how many calories are in Wales.
Yeah.
It's all calories.
I thought you were going to say in a Florentine.
It's mostly
I was saying,
protein.
This is a boring question, Sarah. But you definitely took it for the right turn.
How many proteins per tadpole sperm?
Let's ask Aaron. How many calories in a how much do you want to go for?
Like pints
a gallon,
or
full gallon?
The full gallon.
Do you want pints or gallons? Oh, a gallon. Gallons 3,220. Average adult daily intake is 8,700. So you can actually
have kilojoules.
3 gallons.
Mm.
Same. Same thing. That's what they tell me at KFC.
Yeah, that's what that whale told you when he put his fin around. When he put his fin
like,
across
I
your shoulder.
I could do this 3 times before you've gone over your daily intake.
You could do it 3 times.
Yeah.
How long did he have to break in between? How long was the cigarette?
Whale refractory period is actually quite short.
Is it? He's ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Gallon. 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 See, that second one was a bit longer.
Yeah, oh yeah, he waited a bit.
Yeah.
Wonder if they have
gallon.
Did he need whale porn or anything like that?
Whale porn.
Yeah, he just saw like you know some sort of massive blue beast floating through the water, wearing a bit of a string bikini. And he's like, oh yeah,
that seems good,
to me, baby. Yeah, they don't call me a sperm whale for nothing.
Is
watch out,
good?
Here I come.
Good.
You look at the check the door.
I keep thinking that I hear someone there.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah. All right. I think, unless we can think of what makes a whale sexy, it's time to leave and come back with Aaron's outro. Or is Sarah going to do it this week?
No, not me.
She hasn't prepared. Oh, this will be good. Well, look forward to Sarah's outro after this.
Yeah. Thank you very much to Dr. David for presenting another show. Dice, dice, dice everywhere. Thank you, SFU, Sarah F. Underwood.
Thank you.
I feel so FU'd.
So FU'd.
So FU'd.
San Francisco University. That's what they call her.
Don't check. Don't check. You're not tent polling.
She has plenty of intake.
We're getting there.
Sorry.
It's tough doing a podcast with a girl because you just don't know what to say and what not to say.
We've covered all the gross shit we could possibly cover.
Yeah.
We used the word vaginaed today.
Yeah, vaginaed. We said whale sperm like a million times.
Yeah.
That wasn't our fault. We're just responding to
a question. I'm just going to leave you all with another philosophical question. What would your superhero name be? Because I think we've encountered some really shit superhero names.
Is it
Kitty Pryde?
Yeah, that's shit, isn't it?
You're a superhero. You got mutant powers. What are you going to call yourself? Kitty Pryde.
Yeah.
That's great.
I wonder if she grew up to be one of them crazy cat people.
Yeah. She's crazy Catwoman. That's her superpower.
Crazy Catwoman. Throwing cats.
What's yours, Dr. David?
Is it pretty formulaic? Yeah, that was one I tried to refute during uni, but because we were in wet labs with cadavers and that, I was like, I'm not going to be a doctor. I'm not smart enough.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, that's what you're doing in anatomy, so it's doctor all the way.
I was just thinking, like, do you think Mr. Sinister is just the nerd? And he's like, oh, I'm a superhero now. I'm going to call myself a sweet name. Mr. Sinister. And everyone's like, no, we're not calling you that. It's Mr. Sinister, guys.
He was going to call himself Mr. Sister. Mr. Sister.
You mistyped it? It was a typo?
Yeah, it was a typo.
Yeah. So yeah. Dr. David.
He was going to be a good
guy. So what's your superhero name?
Oh God. I don't know.
Scratch the back of your head. Maybe I just juggle the back of my brain, an idea will come out.
What? Gru Sniffer.
Not a sniffer.
When was the last time you sniffed Gru?
I don't want to sniff Gru. That doesn't sound like... What's my power there?
That sounds like a very...
Like a super
you
sniffer.
You can smell Gru from a mile away.
With your Asian background, have you ever had any of your relatives come up to you and say that they sniff Gru?
we had to have an intervention for my cousin, yeah.
Yeah. So, we've done sexist and now we've done racialist.
Anyway, goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye.
Sniffing Gru.